a self-derogatory way. He ruminates a great deal over past mistakes. He often feels guilty even when innocent. He may feel responsible when he is not. He feels at fault when blameless. He worries excessively over all kinds of wrongs in the past, both real and imagined. His thoughts are self-debasing. He has a negative self-concept. He has an exaggerated view of his problems and frequently blames himself for all of his problems. Some depressed individuals go to the opposite extreme, however, and inappropriately blame others for all their problems as they wallow in self-pity. He tends to view himself as being deficient in qualities that he considers important, such as popularity, intelligence, or spiritual maturity. He feels blue, sad, helpless, worthless, and hopeless. In fact, 75% of depressives feel they will never recover. He often feels deprived of emotional support and thus feels empty and lonely. He craves affection and reassurance from others, but often his deep-seated hostility frustrates his purposes. He is filled with remorse for imagined wrongs, both recent and remote. He is unhappy and pessimistic. He may become petulant and distrustful. His every experience is combined with his mental pain. He is preoccupied with himself. He is self-possessed. He is absorbed with a few topics of melancholic nature. He anticipates non-acceptance from others and feels rejected and unloved, usually significantly out of proportion to reality. He is so occupied with himself and his ruminations that his attention, concentration, and memory are impaired. He feels anxious and perplexed. To him, the future is gloomy. He experiences a low energy level and a sense of futility. As we have stated above, the painful thinking often centers around guilt. The guilt may be true guilt, but often, for the depressed individual, false guilt is also a significant problem. He feels guilty when innocent. He feels guilty for many minor mistakes and wrongs. Most individuals have suffered from guilt for brief periods of time after doing something wrong. The only exception is a sociopath or a criminal. Thus, most know how painful guilt is for even a brief period. Imagining how painful it would be to live with a constant haunting guilt can help one to understand how miserable the depressed individual feels. He has guilt which he thinks he cannot escape. The painful thinking of the depressed individual centers around taking on responsibility for acts and events which, realistically, are outside of his control. This may have its genesis in man's need to feel important. The depressed individual has an overwhelming